This morning we are going to be in Exodus chapter 14, so if you want to go ahead and turn there. I'm not going to read the whole story of the crossing of the sea or even the background to it, but I do want to touch on it just a little bit because it's got to do with some things that I think God is leading me to understand. We go through a lot of trials in our life, and we know God is there. But yet, when the next trial comes, how do we respond? And that's where I've been this week, is how am I responding? How are you responding to the next trial in front of you? Because too many times, it's not my actions that people want to see. It's not your actions that people are looking at. It's your reaction. Because I can plan my actions, but my reactions come from how my heart is going to accept the situation I'm placed in. And so let's go ahead, and I'm going to just read verses 13 and 14 of Exodus chapter 14. It says, "And Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.'" Let's pray. Father God, as we open your word, we know that you promise in your word that it will never return unto you void, but will accomplish everything you set it out to do. So, Lord, that's my prayer this morning, is that as we go through this, that I would only say the words that you have me to say. Lord, that your spirit would be in control and we would be submissive to your spirit. Lord, speak to us. Change us, encourage us, challenge us, convict us, whatever it is that we need, Father. Help us not to walk away from this place without having an encounter with you today. In your name we pray. Amen. As we know, kind of the background, the children of Israel are coming out of Egypt, and they're going through the wilderness, and God leads them in a path that probably is not a path that we would have normally taken, or they would have normally taken, because it leads them to a place between a rock and a hard spot. You ever been there? Yeah, you have. You may be there right now. You may have just came from there, or you may just be going into that. But there are times in your life, in my life, where I look and I find out that I am between a rock and a hard place. I am between the sea and Pharaoh's army, and neither one looks like a good choice. Well, this morning I want us to look at that, because how we react in those situations is determined by my relationship with God. A lot of the children of Israel, they were not, yes, they were the chosen tribe, they were children of Israel, they were God's chosen people. But as we would see if we went ahead and went through Exodus, they are a lot of complainers. They are not happy with the blessings that they have been given. God watches over them, God guides them, God protects them, and God does everything that they need, and they still complain. And so that sounds a lot like when I look in the mirror. That's kind of the way I am sometimes. Man, I love the blessings and I want to thank God for the blessings. But then as soon as I stop thanking Him, I look at something and say, well, why is that happening? And I begin to, if not complain, question. And it's not wrong to question God. It's wrong to question God in what He's doing that I don't like. And so this morning, as we look at their response, they've come to this point. The pillar of cloud has led them by day. The pillar of fire has led them by night. They have seen God move 24 hours a day. Now, I would probably say that you and I, probably at the end of the day, when you go to bed tonight, will you be able to look back and say, for the last 24 hours, I've been able to see the hand of God moving 24 hours straight? we probably would not say that. These people were able to say that because at night, there is this pillar of fire that's leading them. In the daytime, there is this the Shekinah glory cloud is leading them. They're able to see God's hand 24 hours a day, and they're complaining. But they get to this point, and they're at the sea. They're at the Red Sea, and they're beginning to complain, and they wish they were back and just left alone in Egypt and let them die in Egypt. That's the point where they're at. And God gives Moses this statement in these two verses to say. And I've read through these. I've preached over these before, and I've never heard some of the things that I've heard this past 2 weeks. Let's look at them. First, it says, he said to the people, "Do not be afraid." That's a pretty easy statement to say. And obviously, if God says it, it should be done. But stop and think where they're at. They are between this rock and a hard spot, just like we are. They're at a point where the people behind them are going to try to kill them. If they try to cross the Red Sea and they've got all of their possessions, everything that they've brought out of Egypt, and they're going to try to cross the Red Sea, that's not going to turn out well either. And Moses says, "Don't be afraid." That army was real, the same as that trouble, that trial, that tribulation that you're facing is real. Those things that we have in our life that put us in a situation to where we begin to fear. Now, a lot of my trials and a lot of my tribulations are just headaches, just frustrations. But there are things in our life that are truly trials. And when it says tribulations, it's not talking about like the great tribulation. It's just talking about problems in your life that are real. And we face those. And we have to understand that as those come, it is natural. It is a natural thing to want to fear those. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's a job issue. Maybe it's any number of things that just we don't know what the outcome is going to be. But it just doesn't look good. For the children of Israel, it did not look good. And there's times in our life that it doesn't look good. And the natural thing to do is fear. But when he says, don't be afraid, what he's really saying is remember. Remember who has walked in front of you. Remember that God's power has been with you in the past. You've just come through the wilderness. God has just brought you out of Egypt. He has just went through the judgments in the what we call plagues in the Egypt coming out of Egypt, and so they have been able to see God's hand move in their life. And if you are a Christian, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you have seen God's hand move in your life. And so what he is saying, when he says, don't be afraid, he's really saying, remember that the same God that led you through that wilderness at night, the same God that brought you through those trials in the daytime, that same glory of God is with you right now in the midst of your trial. But too many times we don't remember what God has done in the past. Yes, we remember that he died on the cross, and we remember that he rose again, and we remember the day that we accepted him as our personal Savior. But God has carried us through the wilderness before. To whatever you're facing now, he's going to get you through that. And what happens, unfortunately, is that word, do not be afraid, or a translation will say, do not fear. Our problem is that we fear the wrong thing. We fear the situation. We fear the army of Pharaoh. We fear the cancer. We fear whatever it happens to be. The thing that we can see, the thing that we can hold on to, the thing that is real in our life that is right before us, we fear those things. And they're legitimate. Just like this army's legitimate. But I think sometimes instead of don't be afraid of the army, but have a fear of God. And it's not to be afraid of God, but it's to have that awe and respect and understand the power of God that He has, that He is sovereign. And He is in control. And if I can remember that, of how He's walked over me and how He's watched me and how He's protected me and how He's guided me, and I realize who He is, then I don't have to fear that army. I don't have to fear that sea. The things that are behind me, I don't have to worry about because God has taken care of those. The things that are in front of me, I don't have to worry about because God has a plan. And so whatever trial you're going through between your rock and your hard spot, know that God will take care of, He's taken care of the rock. He's taken care of the hard spot. Whatever it is, I don't know, but He does. And so when He says, don't be afraid, we trust God's power from the past, and we trust and focus on God's faithfulness for the future. We can sit here and we look, and I know on Sunday nights we always ask for praise time at the beginning, and right at the end of the last of the praises is always comes in, God is faithful. And He is. And every Sunday morning when I get ready to come up here, I know God is faithful. And I know He's going to do what He's going. And so I turn that over to Him. But you know, when it's everyday life, we have a little bit more of an issue with it. When you're facing something that, I don't know what I'm going to do if this doesn't come through. I don't know what I'm going to do in this situation if something doesn't change. The same God that has that power, that's been faithful in the past, will be faithful in the future. Do not be afraid. Focus on the faithfulness of your God, not the size of your problem. Too many times we get that turned around. So Moses tells them, do not be afraid. Then he says, stand still. You know, I've always heard this. I've always looked at this in a way that, you know, we see the movie, you know, Ten Commandments, you know, the whole nine yards, and we see how they're standing there at the edge of the Red Sea, and God says, just stand there, I'll take care of it. And part of it is to rely and trust on Him, to know that He's going to take care of the way out. But you know, it's beyond that. When you break this down, that stand still really is saying, don't look for your own way out. Because that's what we do. That's what I do. When there's a situation that it's the rock and the hard spot, it's the army and the sea, whatever it happens to be, that I don't know how I'm going to get through this, instead of standing still and trusting in God's faithfulness, I begin to look for a way out. And not look for a way out through God's eyes or through God's power, but I begin to look for a way to solve it myself. I heard somebody share here a while back that they were and it stuck with me. I'm so glad I heard it. You know, we are in the business of fixing things, taking care of things. And when something comes up that we can't fix, what do? We have to turn it over to God. When it comes to a problem and I can't fix it, instead of turning it over to God, what I generally do is I want to fight in my own power, or I want to flee without God telling me to. And God's saying, stand still. And in standing still, that's going to show that you trust me. In standing still, it's going to show that you're not depending on yourself. You're fleeing or you're fighting. In standing still is showing that you have faith in me. He tells us to stand still, as Moses tells them. Seems like it ought to be real easy. Hey, I don't have to do anything. All I got to do is just stand here. But the army's getting closer. The sea is raging. And God says, stand still. Trust me. Rely on me. Not on yourself. Not on someone else. But on me. Stand still. We know there's another scripture that says, be still and know that I am God. That's what he's telling them here. You don't have to be afraid. I'm faithful. Stand still. Don't do it on your own. Trust my faithfulness. And if they would do those two things, do not be afraid and stand still, he says, and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, this word salvation here is not talking about a salvation of their soul per se. It is talking about deliverance. And really, that's what that is. But in this situation, he's saying, don't be afraid, stand still, and you'll see the deliverance that I have in store for you. When you and I are in that rock and that hard spot place, if we can understand and direct fear in the right direction to God and not to the problem, if we can understand and have the faith in God to stand still and not try to depend on ourselves or something else man-made, that means we're trusting Him. That means we're believing in Him, having faith in Him. And when we do that, we'll see the deliverance from that problem. Now, unfortunately, in the way that we think, if I have a problem that I'm dealing with, whether it's a health issue or whatever, for me, deliverance is for God to heal me of that situation or give me that job or protect me in this way. Sometimes your idea and my idea of deliverance is different than God's idea of deliverance. Because I want, and I'm sure you're the same way, I want deliverance to be smooth, quick, and easy. But you know, deliverance doesn't come that way. Anytime in the Old Testament when there was deliverance, there was a battle. In the New Testament, when there was deliverance, there was a battle. A battle took place on the cross. Deliverance costs. Salvation costs. But he tells them, don't be afraid, stand still, and you'll see that deliverance. Man, I want to see the deliverance. I want to claim that promise right there. Well, that promise was to the children of Israel, that they would see deliverance that day. Man, I wish, and so do you, that when we're going through that issue and God promises deliverance, that we wish He would say today. So many times I would love it if God would say, I'm going to deliver you today. But God's timing is not ours. God's way of deliverance is not ours. But He says, see the salvation of the Lord. See that deliverance. See that freedom from the pressure of the rock and the hard spot. Well, I don't know how that's going to happen. It's okay. It's not up to you to know how it happened, to know what God's going to do. He says in that verse, when you, stand still, you'll see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. That's future tense. Now, yes, He says today, but when they're standing there and they're complaining, and at the point that Moses is saying this, it has not happened. It is not happening right then. It's going to happen, and they will see it. He will accomplish it for you today. Well, we don't have the today, but we have the promise that God will deliver us. Now, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, yes, we have that deliverance today. But you and I are left here to live our life in this world. As great as it was created, we've messed it up. But God is still here. God is still in control. God is still sovereign. And He will deliver us from whatever issue we have. As we look at these three things that He tells them, can you do that? Can I do that with my everyday problems? And those big problems are tough. They scare me. The little problems don't scare me. But do they alter what you're doing? If they alter what you're doing, there's a reason. Are you able to stand still? Be patient. Be quiet. Where did that come from? Well, He says, the Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace. That really is saying you need to keep your mouth shut. I was like, Went through three or four commentaries and they all kept telling me to keep my mouth shut. I was like, well, that's different. But when God is in control, I need to trust Him. He doesn't need me to argue for Him. He doesn't need me to defend Him. He doesn't need me to do those things. And He's telling them here, don't complain. Just hold your peace. Just wait. Just be quiet and cling to Him. That's what He calls us to do. So when you're facing those trials, don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation. See the deliverance. To see the deliverance of the Lord, sometimes it might be simple. Here, when it goes on and Moses goes over and stands by the sea and he raises his rod and God parts the Red Sea. Man, that deliverance was so simple for them to see. Man, you know they had to be thinking, hey, here it is. This is God's deliverance right here. It's right here in front of me. And it's obvious to everybody on the shore, all of the children of Israel. There was no doubt in their mind how God was delivering them that day. For you and I, on a daily basis, when we're in that rock and the hard spot, sometimes it's hard to see that deliverance. but you have to look. When he says, see it, he's really saying, look for the deliverance of the Lord. As I think about them standing there on the seashore and God parting that sea, I think, how in the world could they miss it? You know, there's been times in my life when I couldn't see God's deliverance when it was right before me. Now, looking back, I can see how God's hand was working, how God was moving, how God was guiding, how God was delivering me from a situation. It's not always easy to see. Now, they say hindsight's 20/20. But I think about the true deliverance, because I almost missed that. From the time I was 11 years old to the time I was 21, I heard all about God. I knew all about that. Everything God, people had taught me about God. I had read the scriptures. I had sang the songs. I knew all of that stuff, and I was still missing the fact that the Red Sea had parted. I was missing the fact that the deliverance came through Jesus Christ on the cross. And finally, my eyes were open to where I saw that, and I realized that deliverance. How could I have stood on the shore for 10 years and not seeing that open? God is just as real in His deliverance for salvation and His deliverance on a daily basis as He was that day when that sea parted. So why don't we see it? Why do some people not accept Christ as their personal Savior? How do they not see that Jesus Christ paid the price that their sins might be blotted out? How do you and I sometimes not see that the hand of God is working in our life? And I know you're probably saying, well, we don't always see God working. We just know He is, and that's true. But are you looking to see? Do you desire to see how God is going to work and deliver you through that problem, that rock and that hard spot? Because if I'd have been standing there on the shore with those children that day and I'm facing the army and the Red Sea opens up and I hear all this commotion behind me, but I'm still staring at the army, I never see the miracle of God, because I'm looking the wrong way. And so many times you and I are looking at the problem instead of looking for the deliverance. God's saying, I'm right here. I'm going to deliver you. Trust me. Keep looking for the deliverance. Don't look at the problem. Because too many times we look at the problem. You know what happens when you look at the problem? You are afraid. You will not stand still, and you will never see the deliverance of the Lord, because we're looking at the problem. So what is Moses really saying here in the don't be afraid, stand still, and see the deliverance of the Lord? He's saying, look at God. That's all you need to do. Is focus on God, have faith in God, trust God, look for God's hand in your life. And as you do that, you'll see the deliverance. You will be able to stand still. And by stand still, you know I'm talking about be focused in one spot on God, not physically standing still in one in your tracks. And then be... you won't be afraid, because when you begin to see that you're standing in the presence of God, it may not be a pillar of fire, it may not be a cloud of the Shekinah glory, but the presence of God is just as real. The presence of God is just as real, because He promises when you accept Him as your personal Savior that the Holy Spirit comes to indwell in you, comes to live in you, and that presence is there. And when you allow that presence to take control of your life and you're submissive to that presence of the Holy Spirit, then you'll stand in awe and you won't be afraid and you will experience the deliverance of the Lord. Now, whatever your rock and your hard spot is, plug it in to the Red Sea and the army. And know that, yeah, just because they got out of this problem, did they have any more later? Yeah. God had brought them from Egypt, brought them to this problem. God not only brought them to this problem, but He brought them through this problem. If He is going to bring you to a problem, He can bring you through a problem and deliver you through it. So this morning, my prayer is that you understand that through the midst of the problem is the peace of God. And the peace of God only comes in the presence of God, the presence of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we just come before You. We thank You for Your Word. Lord, as life happens, we pray, Father, that our focus is on You. Lord, in all You do, Lord, open our eyes. We thank You and we praise You for all that You do. May our hearts be open before You. In Your name we pray. Amen.